I Got You Flowers by Lavender Lotion, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. Styles had no idea what he was doing. This was stupid. It was totally stupid. He was going to embarrass himself before the date even began, and Lord only knew how he had talked Chris into saying yes in the first place. But it was too late to back out, considering he had already knocked on the door, and Styles could feel just how red his face was. This was going to be horrible. Chris was going to hate it, and then hate him, and Styles was going to be single and dateless and nothing would be okay, because he wouldn't be able to see Chris around town or at the station without it being awkward, because it was going to be so awkward, and Styles was going to die alone, oh god, and... The door swung open, and Styles' mouth fell open right along with it. Chris was standing there, wearing tight jeans that clung to his thighs, and a button-down shirt that clung to everything. And Styles took a long moment to remember how to breathe. When he did, he flushed darker red, not able to tear his eyes away. He knew Chris was hot, but dear God, this was just ridiculous, really, and Styles had no idea what to even say. His throat was so dry that he wasn't even sure if he'd be able to get words out, let alone a coherent sentence, with how it felt like his brain was melting right out of his head. Styles had no idea how the hell he got someone so hot to go out with him, but damn, did he feel lucky. "Hello, Styles," Chris said, his voice just as hot as the rest of him. Styles may have swooned. "I got you flowers," he blurted out, because it wasn't like he could hide them, considering it was a full bouquet of daisies. He had only chosen them because his mother had liked daisies, and they were so bright that they had made him smile as soon as he saw them. Holding them out, especially when Chris looked like that, and Styles was wearing nothing more than a simple shirt and dark jeans, he felt stupid. He was embarrassed, and it burned at his cheeks and down his neck. He wished the floor could swallow him down, especially as he slowly raised his eyes to look at Chris's face. Chris's eyes were wide, and he stared at the bouquet for several long moments. He didn't say anything, but Styles handed them over as soon as Chris reached for them. He dropped his hands, wringing his fingers together as he watched Chris's face fall into something undeniably soft, his mouth twitching up into a small smile. "Thank you, Styles," Chris said, and he sounded like he meant it, at least. "They're beautiful. Give me a second to put them into water." Styles nodded, still not sure if he would be able to speak, but some of the nervous tension that had been knotting his belly began to lessen. He waited on the front step, his embarrassment slowly being replaced with an excited sort of nervous. Styles was about to go on a date with the man he had been crushing on for months. By the time Chris made it back to the door, Styles was smiling, rocking forward on the balls of his feet. He smiled at Chris when he stepped out, pulling the door closed behind him. Styles shamelessly ogled Chris's ass in those pants. They were going on a date. He could totally do that now, right? And Chris laughed when he noticed. "I'm going to kiss you," Chris told him, a gruffness to his voice Styles hadn't heard before. He nodded, and that seemed to be all Chris needed. He stepped into Styles' space and raised his hands, cupping Styles' face in his palms, his thumbs rubbing under the soft skin under Styles' eyes as they fluttered closed. Styles stumbled forward when Chris tugged, setting his own hands on Chris's waist to keep himself steady. The first kiss was soft, just a dry press of their lips. Styles made a noise, something like a whine, and then Chris was licking into his mouth, pushing past Styles' lips and devouring him. He made another noise, this one echoed by Chris's own groan, and he kissed back with just as much hunger. He tugged Chris's bottom lip into his mouth and bit down, not able to stop the happy laugh that bubbled out of him when Chris moaned deep from his chest. Styles softened the kiss to a series of light pecks, before finally pulling back and resting their foreheads together. "You ready to go?" Chris asked, and thankfully he sounded just as breathless as Styles felt. "The flowers are really okay?" Styles finally asked, sliding his hands from Chris's waist to the small of his back, taking another half step so they were pressed closer together in a hug. "They're wonderful, baby. I love them," Chris said, and the reassurance along with the endearment made something in Styles' heart melt. "Okay, good. I have a hell of a date planned, and I hope you like picnics," Styles told him, and he only smiled wider when Chris laughed. This is the end. Thank you for listening.